Hello, old friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And as the late Jackie Gleason would say, here we go. So away we go. Hey, welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Be sure and visit them when you're in Mobile or online at McConnellAutomotive.com. A big thanks to all of our other sponsors of the show, Pujo's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. Also thanks to Ben Murphy Roofing, Timber Creek Golf Club, Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort. You got to check her out for sure. Lisa Johnson Realtor, Super Speed Golf Training Systems, and the Shrixon Cleveland Golf. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. And so glad to have you on board with us, no matter where you are along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, the whole state of Alabama. Glad to have you here with us, as I am your host, Randy Bergen, and we're broadcasting from our Shrixon Cleveland Golf Studios. This is episode 886. On the tee box with me first, typically it would be sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby will be here in just a little bit, running a little late. There he is right there. But I'm going to bring my man on. He is one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Matt Brandt, simply known as The Voice. Matt, how you doing, brother?
I am doing outstanding. And wow, what a start to the week, to the weekend. U.S. amateurs at the Masters this morning.
You got the Augusta National Women's Amateur, absolutely.
And wow, I'm just excited already. We've got Masters Week officially starting Monday. I mean,
it
can't get any better.
No, it is one of my favorite weeks of the year. As a matter of fact, I love the towel that you brought
in.
Right. It is the Masters green towel with the yellow Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. It is beautiful. And Bobby Hall, just like you, it is beautiful, my man.
Boy, you're full of it. Hey, nice to be here. Sorry I'm a little late. Had a little electrical problem issue we had to take care of at the grill. As you know, there's always a little something going on.
There are never problems at a restaurant, Bobby.
Never.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good to be here. It is Masters Week. Looking forward. That is a beautiful towel. And I see you got your Masters green on today.
He's got you a towel, too.
That's right.
Thank you very much. I need something to cry on right now.
It does look nice.
If you
want one of these towels, all you have to do is be a part of that GCGA tournament down there in Tiger Point.
Yeah, on April the 16th, coming up a couple of weeks.
Headlining sponsor for that event is Boudreaux's Cajun Grill.
Absolutely.
So we've got to give back a little bit here, and these towels look amazing. They just make me want to not go to work and go to the golf course.
Yeah, they do me as well. You know, and I'm going to mention real quick, well, I'll tease it a little bit. We've got a 2023 Masters contest provided by Shrixon that is absolutely fantastic. We're going to tell you how you can potentially win a nice bag, some balls, and a putter, and a towel, but it won't be a Boudreaux's towel. It'll be a Shrixon towel.
You know, one of the guys in the golf shop wanted that bag. He said, call Shrixon and get a price on it. I want to buy one. They're out.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get it. So get online and
we're gonna share with you how to do that.
Do that, because that's the only way you're gonna get one.
That is right. Hey, you know, there's a lot going on in the world of golf right now. The final round, as we mentioned, of the Augusta National Women's Amateur. They're wrapping it up today. It is awesome. I think they're on a rain delay right now, so we'll kind of keep you up to date on that. Also, the PGA Tour is in San Antonio, Texas for the 2023 Valero Texas Open. When you lived in Texas, did you go to that?
I did not. I didn't go to that one. I was able to go to the Colonial a couple times, but I have played that course out there. It was incredible.
Yeah,
really incredible course.
Well, and we had our good friend John Drago on, the tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. He was on last week, and they're playing at TPC Craig Ranch, and I've had the opportunity to play there. That is a pretty special course as well. But the LPGA, they're out in California for the 2023 DIO Implant LA Open and the Korn Ferry Tour. Man, they took a long trip to San Diego, Santiago, Chile, for the 2023 Astoria Chile Classic. So we'll try to keep you up to date on all the leaderboards. Did I do okay on that one?
It's great. That was amazing.
Was it?
It was amazing.
Did I fumble any?
Not at all. You picked it right back up and ran it in. You did good.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got a great lineup for you on our Strixon Golf Ball guest line. Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk with Joel Claypool. Of course, Joel is one of our dear friends. And I call him the territory expert. You know, some territory representative. I call him the expert, territory expert for Strixon Cleveland Golf. We'll talk some Masters with him. We'll talk some Strixon irons. We'll talk Strixon golf balls. And maybe he might have a giveaway. You never know with Joy. You just never know, okay? But he's going to be on in the next segment. Then the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. Several topics to talk to him about. We'll talk some golf with him. We'll talk some Alabama football. Spring training is in session, and maybe the spring game. We'll talk a little bit about that, plus what's going on at McConnell Automotive. So a lot going on. We'll close up the hour with some more tips, because I know Bobby is about to give. Watch this right here. This is the way you tee it up. You ready? It's now time for our Strixon Cleveland Golf Tip of the Week. Here he is, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall.
Okay, when we talk about lines in golf, what is the most important line in golf? We talk about lineup. We talk about lineup with our feet. What's the most important line in golf?
To the target.
To the target. Good answer, my friend. So we want to draw a line from the back of the ball that extends all the way to the horizon through the ball to the target. So when you go to the range, be target conscious. When you set your club down, the shaft is pointed at the target line. True plane in a golf swing is that the shaft always points to the target line or becomes parallel to the target line. And then as we go to the top of our backswing, we want the shaft to point at the target line. And one way to help to do that is to keep the right elbow at 90 degrees, more vertical with your right arm. So the shaft should point at the target line. As you release and it comes down, it'll be parallel. As you strike the ball, it points back at the target line and then through release. So perfect plane, whether you're very tall or whether you're very short, depends if you keep your shaft on the plane line through the swing. So get with an instructor that has a video. A lot of us have videos now. Get a friend to look at you from behind. I see a big percentage of students cross the line at the top of their swing. The shaft will point over towards second baseman or even the first baseman.
I'm guilty of that.
And you'll cross the line at the top, and then it just causes problems for you to reroute the club down into impact. So you have to be very careful. So use the line, the target line. It is one of the most important lines, and that's how you will work on your plane. You need an instructor. You need a second set of eyes, but it will help you become more consistent in your swing. Everybody asks me, I want to be more repetitive. I want to be more consistent. You're going to have to try your best to get your club on plane.
You know, Bobby, I saw a neat little training device. It's been a number of years ago. I know it's still out there. But it was like a laser that you put at the butt of your club.
Correct.
And if you put that laser right down that line, you could really see if you were online, if you weren't online. I mean, like for me, whenever I did it, it came like across my right foot. Okay. Yep. So, you know what I'm talking about. It never was online, but that's a great tip. That's a great tip.
You want to be consistent, get on plane, and you can use that laser. Some people have even taken a flashlight, flashlight that points back down when your left wrist goes up, points at the ground, or for left-handers, the right wrist, and follow that. You can find a line in the garage, a concrete line, something to point that at. Very good tip.
I remember 30 years ago or so, my uncle actually had a shaft with a laser on both ends.
Correct.
And it was interesting how well he used it.
Wow.
He also was a scratch golfer. And then when I used it, I don't know what line he was on, but I was never on the same one. So, yeah, consistency is the challenge. That's the hardest part of it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know when you find that line and you make contact with the ball and it goes right where you want it to, the right distance, and it feels fantastic. And then you get up behind the next ball and it doesn't do the same thing.
That's what's frustrating about golf.
There you go.
Get on plane, you'll be more consistent.
Hey, Bobby, I was able to go out and hit my new clubs yesterday, my new Strixon, down at Peninsula for the Lions Club. We'll talk about that in just a minute, as we'll have Joel Claypool, the territory representative for Strixon Cleveland. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
ZX Mark II drivers are for major players, major winners, major power. All new ZX Mark II drivers, only from Srixon.
Little Pablo Cruz.
So
what you gonna do?
So diverse,
huh?
You got a little bit of everything. In
there. Typically, the one I'm playing there is "Baby Come Back." That's when I'm having a statement of my golf ball. "Baby Come
That's
Back,"
right.
Please, please. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. He is the director of golf. We call him the Dog at Quail Creek and PGA teaching professional, along with one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, our very good friend, the voice, Matt Brandt. Guys, glad to have you here with me today. And we're going to go to our Srixon golf ball guest line and welcome in another good friend of ours, Joel Claypool. He is – and, Bobby, you know, I like to throw names out there. I call him the territory expert for Srixon because this guy knows all about it. Joel, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, Randy. Thanks again for having me.
Hey, man, always fun to have you on. We got a lot to get into in a very short time, but I want to start out. We're going to talk some golf clubs and golf balls here in just a moment. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about the Masters. And as a matter of fact, Bobby, you didn't know this, Matt has a very special menu that he pulled up that he was able to get his hands on. Can't tell you how he did it, but he's able to get his hands on this very special menu. Joel, you're going to love this. Matt, what do you have in your hands?
All right, so I got a preview of the menu card for the Masters Club Dinner,
okay,
presented by Scottie Scheffler.
We know it as the Champions,
Champions Dinner.
Dinner,
yep. Right. They call it in-house the Masters Club Dinner, but Champions Dinner it is. And we're going to start out with some cheeseburger sliders. All right, now this is a menu that I first glanced at and said, this is some guy that likes appetizers, and I'm going to choose every one I like and put it on this menu.
Well, that's what you
so,
do.
So there you go. Cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style. Not sure what that is, but I'm going to try to find out. Firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
Nice.
That's down. I want to talk to Boom about making some of that. Tortilla soup. So we've gone American. We've gone Thai. We've gone Mexican. And now it's with avocado, crispy blue tortilla strips, sour cream, cilantro, lime. Then the main course, Texas ribeye steak or black and redfish, love them both, with family-style mac and cheese, cheese, jalapeno, cream corn, fried Brussels sprouts, and seasoned fries. No baked potato here, boys, just some seasoned fries. And then for dinner, for dessert, excuse me, going back to TGI Fridays and give me that Pazookie. It's the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with milk and cookies ice cream.
Man, all right. So, Joel, there you go. There's your menu. Let's talk about the Masters. Didn't that kind of get you fired up right there?
Yeah, it did. I'm going to have to drive on down and see Matt here soon, you know, and get take advantage of that menu.
Come on.
Hey, we're visiting with Joel Claypool with Srixon Cleveland Golf. All right, Joel, let's talk a bit about the Masters as you look at it. Of course, there's so many folks that represent Srixon that are playing at the 2023 Masters. Go through that list. Let's talk a bit about it.
Yeah, you know, the invitees that we have so far that will be playing in this year is obviously our 2021 champ, Hideki Matsuyama. He'll be back again this year. He's also playing in the Valero this week. Same thing with Shane Lowry. He'll be playing. And then you got Brooks Koepka, Keegan Bradley, Sepp Straka. And then we got Ryan Fox, who plays on European Tour. And then you got Cameron Champ that plays the ball. They're all playing coming up this week.
There you go. I mean, that's a pretty good list, Bobby.
Absolutely, and I'm enjoying the new products that you've sent and we're playing with, and we had a nice chat last weekend about the wedges and all the great things that Cleveland Srixon provides. So, Joel, tell us a little bit about the Diamond golf ball. I have not received those yet, but looking forward to getting those.
Yeah, so the Diamond is one of our new tour balls that came out about 2 years ago, and it was actually a prototype at the time for our tour guys, and we brought it to retail last year, and this year the next gen has come out, and basically with the next gen versus the last gen is updated spin skin on it, new urethane cover, same three-piece core on that ball, But basically with the Diamond, you take the best of the Z-Star XV and you take the Z-Star and you combine both those technologies and you make the Diamond. So the Diamond is actually going to be firmer off the tee like the XV, but also fly higher and spin more around the green like the regular Z-Star. And it's actually turned into one of the favorites with our tour guys. So now the majority of our guys are playing Diamond.
Now, Joel, is that out on the market right now for consumption?
It is. You can find it. It came out, the second gen came out probably middle of February, and it's only available in white. You know, this is basically a prototype golf ball. It's the same exact ball that the tour guys will play.
Good stuff right there. Visiting with Joel Claypool, Strixon Cleveland Golf. Let's talk a little bit about the irons. Now, you got the new ZX4s, you got the ZX5s, which I have, and then the ZX7. Bobby, that's what you went with because you're a much better player than your handicap is much lower than mine. Yours is an 11 and mine's a 21. I'm joking. No, you know, you're a scratch golfer, but talk a little bit about the differences in those irons, Joel.
Well, I'll hit you a little fun fact real quick. The Strixon new Mach Series irons have won the last three events on the Champions Tour, three in a row, which is pretty unbelievable. And right now they have four global wins this year so far with those new irons. But we came out with the new Mach 2 Series probably back at the end of January for consumers. And, we got the ZX4s, ZX5s, ZX7, like you said, but basically the difference between them all is your ZX4 is your game improvement iron that has a hollow body that's going to give you max forgiveness and also great looks. That's the one we kind of did a redesign on it. Prior gen looks more like a utility iron. This one lines up perfectly with the ZX5 and the ZX7. So then your ZX5 is your player's distance iron. We added more ball speed, but also are giving you the right amount of forgiveness with it. So it's got that nice, crisp top line, good enough width on the sole as well. And then you got the ZX7 iron, which is the iron that majority of the professionals will be playing. It's our players' club. It's got that tour-preferred look. It's made for being able to work the ball. And what we've done that kind of separates us from the pack would be our proprietary sole. It's called the Tour VT sole. So it's two vertical lines, two indention vertical lines, and one horizontal line shaped like a V that's on the bottom of your club. And what that's going to do is that's going to give you kind of the ideal turf interaction that you would need that's going to kind of help glide this club through, you know, the fairway, the rough, the sand, and it's going to increase ball speed that way. Also, all the irons are 1020 carbon steel, which is, you know, great, comes from Japan. And they all have a progressive groove system that's been updated. So basically, cool. Like on your ZX4s, ZX5s, ZX7s, on your high-end irons, they're going to have more space between the grooves, wider grooves, so that's going to help, you know, with longer shots, getting you that distance. And then on your lower irons, you're going to have deeper, more narrower grooves, which is going to help with spin, kind of like the Cleveland wedges. It's almost got like the wedge grooves on it to help with spin. And then don't forget, you can combo any of those sets together. We do a lot of combo sets, so, you know, if you feel like you're kind of in between on the high irons or the low irons, you want more forgiveness, maybe some more workability, you can always mix and match, which is great.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, those wedges, now we got the Zipcore wedges, and really, really haven't been able to go out and play much with them, only hit them twice, but really, really enjoy those. They've got a great feel to them, for sure. We're visiting with Joel Claypool, and I call him the Strixon Cleveland expert, and we only got you for another minute, Joel. I got to turn real quick. We have a 2023 Masters contest that we're doing, and of course, we partnered up with Strixon Cleveland to bring this fantastic package to you. And one winner is going to receive one Strixon Majors Edition stand bag, one Cleveland Frontline Elite RHO slant neck putter, one double dozen Srixon Z-Star Major Edition golf balls. And what you need to do, you just need to go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and put in who you think the winner will be and what you think their score will be in relation to par. 10 under, 13 under, 5 under, whatever you think it is. Somebody will win this, okay? Now, you can also win a Srixon Majors Edition golf towel by commenting, liking, or sharing this post. Go online and do it right now, and I'm going to ask you, Joel, who do you pick for the Masters?
Well, you know, I got this good feeling about Hideki. I think it's, he's battling, I think, a little bit of injury maybe this year. He's been playing pretty decent, but, you know, he won it in 21, so let's see if we can get another green jacket on him.
That'd be great. Bobby?
Yes, I think that's a great pick. I love his balance and his slow takeaway. Good pick. Good choice.
That is a good one.
Going Srixon all the way.
Go. There you go. Go Srixon. Well, Matt, we're going to save yours.
Save it.
Hey, Joel, time went by too fast, brother. Got to have you back on, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
All right, buddy. Joel Claypool with Srixon Cleveland. Hey, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. We got golf, football, and automobiles, and he may be snow skiing right now. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
A great iron set needs more than good looks. It's got to be fast and got to be pure. But good looks never hurt either. The all-new ZX Mark II irons from Srixon.
Good looks never hurt anyone. Too bad there's no good looks in here. Well, Bobby, okay, you're kind of good looking. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. No, Matt, really, you are. There you go. You're the best looking of the three. Okay, we certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen. Bobby Hall, Matt Brandt is here, and Bobby, man, I'll tell you, one of our favorite places to play golf is a little town just west of us. And Matt, you're just about a member there. A little golf course called Fallen Oak.
Yes, Fallen Oak. It's over in Biloxi, a little north of what we say Socher, Mississippi.
That's right.
But it's great. Mark Powell, the director of golf there, want to give him a shout out. Mark Powell is listening to us today. He's on his way to take a little day off. He's playing at the Peninsula. So
is he good?
Very nice.
And I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Bert with Imperial Dade Paper. Bert's driving back from Louisiana today.
Cool.
And has the show on and sent me a text. So you got a lot of folks listening out there, and we appreciate that.
Well, Mark Powell, one of our dear friends, and Mark, we're going to be coming back over there to play soon, okay? I need to let you know that. Hey, by the way, he's headed to Peninsula, had the opportunity to play in the Lions Club event yesterday down at Peninsula. A great turnout. We had a lot of fun. I got to play with Dusty Nettles. I got to play with a guy named Brian. Steve Knight was my partner. It was a lot of fun. We really, really neat event. It raised a lot of money for the Lions Club, so congratulations to them. I got to throw a big shout out to a fellow by the name of Coach. Bobby, you'll love it. Matt, you'll love it. He was wearing neon green pants yesterday as a coach. You're not going to get lost today. You're not going to get lost. I think this guy might be lost because he is nowhere near Alabama. Our good friend Mitch McConnell on our Srixon golf ball guest line. Mitch, how are you doing, my brother, and where are you? Mitch, are you there, brother?
Randy, I'm here, buddy. I'm sorry about
there
that.
There you go.
I muted it so I didn't have any noise in there. But what I was going to say is maybe this needs to be a TV show so the listeners and viewers can vote on who's most handsome out of the three of you guys, first of all.
Well, if you were here, you would be the most handsome, I can promise.
I don't know, Randy. I've seen you before. You're a pretty handsome guy yourself. So
now we're all getting in the feels.
Guys, I'm literally on a golf course called Tributary as we speak, looking out the back window of my partner, Benny Bray's house. My younger brother is in the hot tub. His son is walking through about 7 feet of snow trying to get to the hot tub. So we're not really complaining, but we're not going to be playing golf unless it's in a simulator out here in Idaho. It's Driggs, Idaho.
Wow. Well, I know you're having a blast.
Snow in my life, except maybe France in 1997 when I was a tennis player. So it's amazing. But we have been to the same simulator, Randy, out there competing and working on our games, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, I know you're having a big time out there. Mitch, we got you for just a few moments. I want to talk real quick. We got the Masters coming up. My favorite week of the year is Masters week, and I know you've had the opportunity to go there many times, had the opportunity to play there as well. We're watching the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Of course, it's been on a rain delay right now, but what they're doing out there I think is just phenomenal. Obviously, it's one of the nicest golf courses you'll ever play. But playing out there, talking about these greens and the undulation at Augusta National.
Well, I think it's shaping up to be the most interesting Masters I can remember, maybe except for Tiger's comeback win, of course. But golly, guys, I mean, with this live golf thing, everything else. So the greens, Randy, to answer your question, I'm excited to watch it. I just think they're not like anything else you've ever played. And certainly reading the greens and reading the winds, there's a reason why the Augusta National had their own caddies caddying for these pros up to whatever year it was that Tom Watson got it changed. It's a hard golf course. And the greens, and that's where you saw Scottie Scheffler shine, it's a lot of feel. And I played with Mike Weir one time in a pro-am. He said, Mitch, the only way I won the Masters is I pretend every putt was straight, even though it was 4 feet of break. So they'll get in your head, wow, too. You burn a few edges on short putts. But I'm excited to watch the tournament because I just think there's so many storylines, you know. And so between Rory McIlroy winning the Grand Slam, potentially Scotty maybe repeating, all these other storylines with these live golfers coming in, I think it's going to be fascinating.
Well, I do too.
From a computer, Randy.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'll watch just about every shot. There'll be no question about it. I think one of the big questions right now, obviously, when you look at some of the live players coming back that have qualified, obviously, whether they're a past champion or what, coming back to play at the Masters, and Bobby, maybe your thoughts. How does that make you feel? What are the fans going to say? Where is Phil going to be in this? Are fans going to be like just yelling for Phil? Patrick Reed is another one. I mean, we all know, and Mitch, we've talked about this. Dustin Johnson, fan favorite. Everybody's going to welcome him back. But I think it's going to be interesting to see some.
I think he might be the only one to get a free pass on live golf. Randy, his DJ somehow gets away with it. But the rest of these guys, I think it might be respectful, but a little bit chilly in Augusta, Georgia for those guys. I really think that's going to happen. And I think you'll see,
I agree.
Consequently, more cheering, Bobby, Randy, you know, Matt, for these guys that stuck out with the PGA Tour. I mean, it's the most divided thing I've ever seen in pro sports. So for the first major to come around like this, where this is at the forefront, when so many guys are in top form, I mean, that's the other exciting part. And, you know, John Rahm is the betting favorite right now. And so it people talk about everybody else. But I can't wait to watch it. But I think the greens and who reads them best is going to be a big part of it, along with that short game chipping, you know, we saw Scotty shine last year with.
And, yeah, those are all good points. I also just bringing up the fact that the Masters folks behind the scenes that run the event have at least included those and honored what they had said in the precedent of the past champions and those that are finished in the top 12 and those who have qualified through other events such as Koepka, at least get the chance to come back because there's a lot of fans that want to see them. And if they can't make the cut and they play well, that's just on them, you know, for what they've done and getting older and taking the money and going to live tour.
See, I think
at least for the true golf fans, they at least have the chance to see those good players.
But you make a good point right there,
totally,
Bobby.
Agree.
I think what's going to be interesting is because, remember, they only play 54 holes. They play no cut. So there's not a whole lot of pressure to make a cut because there's not one. So how will they do when a cut is now enforced? All right. So I think it's going to be interesting. Matt?
Yeah, it's going to change, I think, a lot of the perception, too, of who is really on board with LIV versus the PGA when they get to that first tee.
They're going to be in the same house.
That's right. They get that first tee. Right. They get around those greens. Oh, we're hearing lots of applause, lots of mumbling, lots of boos. It's going to be a little change from what we've seen in the past, and this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question about that. Hey,
Randy,
Mitt,
one interesting thing is just who the pairing is going to be. I want to see what this Augusta committee does with that because, you know, you stick a Patrick Reed out there with a Rory McIlroy for a first-round pairing or something, I think it'd be quite entertaining.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think
that'll happen. So we're going to have to see if they stick the live guys with each other or they just – do it randomly or if they get a little diabolical, but that'll be an interesting factor.
Yeah, I think if you do that, it's actually reverse Ryder Cup, if you will. Hey, visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. Mitch, we only got just a couple of minutes left here. I want to turn real quick. You keep your thumb on the pulse of Alabama football. Tell us what's going on spring practice with the spring game coming up. What do you see?
Well, I think everybody that knows a little bit about Coach Saban knows that his temperature runs through Miss Terry, and Miss Terry seems to be much happier with her husband this year than she was last year. I think he likes his staff, and there's so many young players emerging. There's so many more, you know, every position Coach kind of announces every year, but he really emphasized this year. If you were starting last year, you're right back to ground zero, and I think the team energy, what's happening in the workouts and certainly the practices, it should be exciting to Alabama fans because it's the best energy they've had there in about 5 years from a staff standpoint and team chemistry. So I think that, you know, you can have the best players. Jimbo Fisher proved that last year. And if you don't have that team energy, and I think Coach just feels like he got to start over again, these two new coordinators. So it'll be fascinating, Randy. It really will. I think Alabama fans ought to be excited.
All right, I'm going to talk cars with you in just a second, but who do you think is going to be starting quarterback for Alabama?
Ty Simpson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that.
Jay, you know, it's just too much passing accuracy from Ty Simpson. The numbers are there. I think Jalen Milrow certainly has a skill set, and he can develop. We've seen Jalen Hurts develop as a passer more than anybody ever believed he could under, you know, a little Lincoln Riley help too there at the end. But at the end of the day, I think what this offense is going to be predicated on, it's going to be running the football and getting physical again and having an accurate passer that has that kind of cognitive ability of the offense. He's very Mac Jones-like is all the feedback that I'm getting, and his accuracy is probably going to win him the job. But, you know, the other factor is the legs and the athleticism and a big arm. So I think it's a good problem to have two guys going in, but hopefully by the second or third game, there'll be just one that everybody's talking about. And I think that'll be Ty.
Visiting with Mitch McConnell on our Srixon Golf Ball guest line. 60 seconds left here. Mitch, what is going on at McConnell Automotive?
Randy, we've got, you know, for people listening, it's just probably the most family-like, easy place to shop and negotiate a fair deal. And we also are proud that we buy cars. And we probably pay a little more, Randy, than anybody out there. So, you know, don't go to CarMax if you want to sell your used car or these other places. Come to McConnell. And the other exciting thing, Randy, is just having some low interest rates on GMCs and having opportunities. You know, we hadn't had much inventory for 2.5 years. Right now we have some, and the exciting thing is Sierra, Denali, whatever you're looking for, give us a shot. Just go to the website. But more than anything, I think people will just appreciate being respected and treated right and not having to go through a hassle to get a great deal. And that's what we're known for. And at McConnell Automotive, that's what we're always going to be known for, Randy's people. And taking care of folks and treating them like family, buddy.
There's no doubt. That's the way you are the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Be sure and check out McConnell Automotive. You can go online also at McConnellAutomotive.com. Hey, Mitch, always fun to hang out with you. Listen, when you put the skis on, if you see someone that looks like Gwyneth Paltrow, kind of go in a different direction, okay?
Well, I'm thinking my boy Scotty Scheffler to repeat. Believe it or not, it almost never happens, but I got a feeling on him for the Masters. And, Bobby, there's about 7 feet of snow on this green I'm looking at out here, but we've got golf gloves. I might go take a few shots at it.
There you go.
Make sure you use an orange golf ball.
There you go.
Hey, Mitch, have fun, brother.
We got Whipple Look. Golf balls back there and colors we've been hitting. It's been fun. So we've been working on it.
Nice, nice. Man, hey, have fun out there. Be safe, and we'll talk to you real soon, all right?
You got it, boys. Enjoyed it.
All right, there you go. Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. Out in Idaho, doing a little snow skiing. He's got it going on out there, bro.
There's some late snow out there. It's been some crazy storms.
I've never been to Idaho, but I heard it is absolutely beautiful.
I have not been either.
Hey, a reminder for you, go online, southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can register. All you need to do is put who you think will win, what their score relative to par will be, and you could possibly win that 2023 Masters contest provided by Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and Magazine along with Srixon Cleveland. So, do check it out for sure. What you got going on, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what, talking about Boudreaux's right now, you've got to come out and sit outside on the deck. The weather's been great on the deck. It's been fantastic. We got fans out there. We got the Zydeco music going. And this weekend, as of right now, we have a nice fresh catch, a little amberjack grilled with a lemon caper shrimp sauce on top. I mean, come on.
Hey, by the way, it doesn't matter what time of the year, the deck is always great out there.
That's right.
All right, hey, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards. And Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, he's got some more golf tips to help improve your golf game right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. A little Boss Gags in Georgia. There you go, right there. That's where everybody's headed this week. They're headed over to the Masters, man. I'm going to tell you, it's a fun time. If you've never been there, you've got to put it on your bucket list. It is absolutely, I'm telling you, I've described it. Folks say, hey, look, when you walk in, what's it like? I'll tell you, when they open that gate, and Bobby, you've been there on several occasions. When they open that gate and let you in, it is like a light from heaven comes down, and you start hearing the angels and sing, and I mean, it is unbelievable.
It is on my list for sure.
It is fantastic. All right, hey, welcome back. We're glad to have you on board with us. Bobby, you were doing a little bit of a trivia right there. Why don't you throw that trivia question out?
Well, the United States has the most Masters wins at 63. Now, that's a combination of Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus and Raymond Floyd and Ben Hogan, who have had multiple wins. But what two countries share having wins at the Masters? And it's five, but can you name the two countries that have the wins in the Masters other than Americans?
Well, you know, you want to think.
So, you know, you think of the European countries,
that's right,
and all around the world, but there's only five, and couple of them have multiple wins.
Yeah.
But
you think South Africa might be one of them?
South Africa might just be one of them.
Well, there you go. You want to think Scotland or Ireland, they may be, or maybe even England with Nick Faldo. But I think we would be wrong on that.
I think I got to go a little further, I guess, depending on where you're at in the globe, east or west. But I think Spain, the Spaniards.
Spaniards, there you go.
That's right. You got Spain and South Africa. You got Trevor Immelman and, of course, Gary Player from South Africa. So,
Seve, you know, Sergio.
We said Canada a while ago, but the only one is Mike Weir, was the only Canadian to win. You got Trevor Immelman from South Africa and Charles Schwartzel.
Oh, that's right.
And, of course, Gary Player.
I forgot
Player.
About Charles Schwartzel.
That's right.
And he's now on the
Gary
live.
Player. So, a little trivia there. Throw at your guys, you might want a beer over that.
There you go. There you go.
You're watching the Masters.
There you go. All right, real quick, let me get you caught up on the professional ranks. Well, this is amateur, actually, the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Young lady that's playing at Stanford, Rose Zhang, is a three-shot lead at 9-under right now. Of course, the PGA out in Texas for the Valero Texas Open. Leading the way, Patrick Rogers. He's only got one win. It's on the Korn Ferry Tour, so he's looking for his first PGA victory. He's got a three-stroke lead at 11-under. Somebody we keep up with, Robbie Shelton, right now, T64. He's even for the tournament. Stuart Sink did not make the cut.
And you got to remember, this Valero Open, it's huge for those that have not won before, because the winner here gets their ticket punched to the Masters.
Good point right there, for sure. The DIO Implant LA Open is where the LPGA is, and world number 10 for on the LPGA top 10 rankings. Hooju Kim is at 10-under, and she is tied with Yin, I believe. Is I'm not even going to try to go with the first one. I'm just not even going to do it, Bobby. Not getting paid to do that one. So we won't do it. But there's two there at 10-under. So there you go. Did you want to give a shot?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. How about you, Matt?
Nope. I can't see it and don't want to.
The Korn Ferry Tour, they are in Chile right now. A young man from Arizona leads the way at 14-under. Mason Anderson is one stroke lead right now at 14-under. So there you go. Just kind of wrapping that up. I do want to mention, last week, John Cook and Sandy Lyle have retired from the PGA Tour, or Champions Tour, Tour Champions, mm-hmm. however they name it now. Of course, John Cook will continue doing some broadcasts and all that. But for Sandy Lyle, now he's going to play. I think he's going to play at the Masters because he is a past winner. And he's going to play, I think, one more time. This will be his last one.
Yeah, and Larry Mize announced that this will be his last one to participate in.
So is that right?
This will be his last tour around for, you know, of course, hopefully he makes the cut and plays on the weekend as one of the seniors, but this will be his last year to compete.
They said it's just getting too long for him.
Well, Yeah, it is. Now, I watched Larry Mize and Bernhard Langer at the par three contest last year, and it was a blast. And let me tell you, Larry Mize has still just a great movement on the ball. He just is very fluid. I had the best time walking around the par three watching him and Bernhard Langer. And Larry Mize beat Bernhard Langer that day pretty easy. In fact, I think he was probably the low scorer on the par three. He was 4 or 5 under. So, good. Just hate to see him go, but past champion, of course, he was credited for chipping in on Greg Norman of the tour. And,
So, Bobby, before we get into another tip, talk a little bit about your experience whenever you were there, because you were just, like I said, you were just there last year. Talk a little bit about, for someone that's never been there before, what they could, what it's like.
Yeah, it's Disneyland. It's golf Disneyland is the best way I can put it. I mean, there's just so many things they do so well. You look at the line to go get your pimento cheese sandwich and a cold beer or the chicken salad or the barbecue, and you think, gosh, it's going to take forever. Nope. They have it down to such a fine art. The booth to get, you know, hats and caps, visors and all
that. And the prices are
fairly
reasonable. Yep.
And that's just great. Of course, the grounds are immaculate. Everybody's very respectful. No phones. I love it. I loved it. We went Thursday and Friday back in 2017. No cell phones.
Wow.
You know, people were like, you know, you want to take a picture and you can't, but I think you can during the practice rounds. It's just an immaculate place. It's a very special place, and you feel welcome there. And just go by the rules and respect what's going on there, and you'll have a great day.
One of the things I think you notice right away, too, whenever you go in there, obviously there's no trash on the ground at all, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't even think – I don't remember seeing a pine cone in the pine straw. The pine straw was perfect. I don't know how you do that.
It's funny. I told my wife this morning while I was watching the amateurs at Augusta, and one of the ladies hit a ball into the pine straw, and I said, that pine straw looks better than most fairways I play off of. I'm like, I was a little jealous of the pine straw.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Good stuff.
It's
good incredible. Stuff. Hey, I want to remind you right now to go online, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and get in on that 2023 Masters contest. You can get a nice bag. You can get golf balls. You got a putter. Really, really neat. southernfairwaysgolf.com. Just pick out who you think is going to win and what their score will be relative to par. You could have a chance to win. This is over $650 in value right there. All right? Now you got to just pick the winner. That's all you got to do.
All you got to do.
Here, let's pick another winner. Bobby? You're the winner. Now give us a tip.
Oh, I always like to talk about short game and chipping, and inside the 120-yard is where you score the golf ball. So get out on the range, get your distances, get your range finder, and work on 25-yard shots, 50-yard shots, 75-yard shots, then 100, and learn and score your wedges. Now I want you to take a Sharpie, and I want you to ruin the back of your club.
Nice.
And I want you to write down on your 60 or 58 degree your lob wedge that you use, what's the maximum distance you can hit it, okay, on your lob wedge. So when you get out in the heat of battle and you don't know what to do, you can look at it, say, I can max this 58 out at 55 yards, and that's as far as I can hit it. Then you need to go up and mark 2 yardages on the back of your next wedge and say, I can hit this from 55 yards up to 75 yards. What's my max and what's my comfortable half swing distance? Write it down on the back of your wedge, because you're going to forget. You know, I'd like to have quarterbacks that are in the huddle and they have that little wristband on there. Mm-hmm. We all should have a wristband that says, okay, on this condition, I should do this, this, and this, your checklist. But we don't always carry that around with us. So that's just a good reminder. I picked that up from one of our college coaches, and he has his players do that. So when they get in the heat of battle, they know what their yardages are with your wedges. Work hard on it. Take your range finder to the range and write those distances down.
That's, I like that.
Yeah.
Keep up with how far you are. Learn to hit your 9-iron at a slow speed just past where your pitching wedge is. And what is your maximum 9-iron? That's where you're going to score the golf ball. And part of that is, we've said it before on the show, let your ego go. Take a little extra club and swing smooth. Don't try to force it in there.
I can see Matt out there doing that right now, and as soon as he pulls up, gets the Velcro, pulls off on the wrist right there. Then it's going to get somehow blue 98. Oh my! Hey, are you in the market to buy or sell a home? Well, Lisa Johnson with World Impact Real Estate has the experience and dedication to make sure the process goes smoothly from start to finish. Lisa is licensed to sell throughout Alabama and primarily focuses on properties along the Gulf Coast. Call Lisa Johnson today at 251-609-1861 or visit RealtorLisaJohnson.com. Tell her that we sent you. Of course, Liv is in action also. We don't really talk a lot about Liv. I'm not sure where our listeners are, you know, and I really would like to know where y'all are. Why don't you hit me up on randy@southernfairwaysgolf.com. Tell me if you like Liv, it's so-so with you, or you don't like it.
You know, what do you think about getting Joey involved on the Southern Fairways Golf website and do a little survey?
That's not a bad idea. See, Matt, that is why you.
That is why I'm here.
That's right. That's right.
Marketing director.
I have paid for my visit. In, well, I would love to say that information, but really it's in dollars.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. Congratulations. No, hey, man, this hour's going by too fast. It's going by too fast.
There it goes.
You know, hey, do get out and play some golf. If you're looking to improve your golf game, check out the Super Speed Golf Training System. You can go to superspeedgolf.com. They're giving you a discount. You want an additional discount? If you're looking for an additional discount, just throw in the name Randy right there in that code, and you can hit the ball further.
If you're feeling Randy.
If you're feeling a little Randy. Hey, Bobby, glad to have you here, man, and as always.
Yeah, yesterday we had Shepherd's Place Tournament, great fundraiser, had a great crowd. And, next Saturday we got the Men's Golf Association Pick-A-Pro Tournament on Saturday.
We'll be out there.
We have a game for everybody at Quail Creek. Come see us, 251-990-0240.
We'll be out there for that. Matt, as always, man, appreciate you being here. Be sure to check out Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Also check out Boone's Thai Kitchen. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. Masters Week, it is this week. And until then, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. I'm Randy Bergen for the whole staff. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Bye-bye, everybody.